We have someone that I dearly love, and you do too. And if you don't love her, it's just because you haven't met her. And I've loved her for a lot of years. And she's doing a God work that I haven't done. I maybe have complained a lot. But this lady, I've known her for umpteen years. And she was one of those snappy dancers out there, you know, body working so good, kicking up her heels. And, you know, in fact, she even put a show on here for us one night with some sort of, what kind of music was that, rock and roll or something similar? I'm not sure who was here the night she did her show. Was it rock and roll? Reach, you had to be here and stay in. You had to have been here. Hmm?
It was Barnaby
Wild. It was quite a while ago. But... And then, with all this wonderful outgoing personality she had, she got Parkinson's, and it most people would have gone off and kind of hid in the corner and go, "Oh, poor me, you know, I can't, you know." Not Lindy. She is doing some of the best God work that most of us could not handle. Perhaps speaking for myself, I have enough to do just to keep myself from complaining too much about old age. But this girl has Parkinson's, so she can't just get up and run around like she used to do. She can't get up there and dance and do those songs like she used to do. She was in our, when we had, what was it called, a talent show or something here, and they didn't have to have talent to be in a talent show here. So I'm not going to say that she had talent. But she certainly did get up here and display some musical activity, let me put it that way. And then here she is. She's got this Parkinson's until she can't get out there and even jump in her car and go wherever she wants. She has every right to just sit and do nothing but complain. And I've never heard her complain once. Have you? You've been around her lately. And she met this lady at another nursing home that she had to go to, right?
Rehab.
Where?
Rehab.
A rehab that she had to go to at one time. She's just out there doing her God work by being this beautiful, beautiful pink lady. She thought, well, people are going to look at me and they're going to know, so I'll just help them out by making my hair pinky purple. How would you think you'd like it? How would you like it when you complain about what? Pimple on your face? Yes. A hair that might not just be controllable? That's me. I got a lot to complain about, don't I? But not our Lindy. She is out there being an example of love and light. Our Lindy.
I've been thinking about this talk for some time now, and I've been resisting doing any research on it or preparing it. Today was kind of the end of the stalling. So I didn't do the research, and I'm doing the talk anyway. So there. I talked to Chanel this afternoon, and I said, well, I don't have a Bible quote, and I don't have a Wikipedia quote, and I don't have a country music quote, I got nothing. Oh, well, at least I don't complain about it. So I want to tell you about why I'm always looking for the pony. For those of you who have heard this joke before, bear with me. It's worth retelling because it's a teaching opportunity. Two young men, one optimist and one a pessimist, we're looking at the same barn full of manure. And the pessimist said, ooh, ick, a barn full of manure. And the optimist said, if there's that much manure, there's got to be a pony in there someplace. So if we lived our lives always looking for the pony, we'd be a lot happier. And being happier repays us by being happier than we were when we were being happier. It's a cycle of happiness. Once we get happy, we get happier. When we give gratitude, the more we have to be thankful for. It's the law of circulation and distribution. I think I made that up. Sounded good though, didn't it? Yeah. Well, my point tonight is really very simple. Life's too short. Life's too short to have boring hair. That's how I got this way. And it's true. It's very true. Life's too short to have boring anything. By the same token, life's too short to waste time mating your socks. Life's too short to waste time mating your socks. I better stop right there. Let me tell you about some people I know or know of. Ruthie Dunsmore, who stayed at the assisted living facility that I live in for several months before she moved somewhere else on her travel, her journey through life. How many of you remember Ruthie? Well, she's not remembered by many, but she's remembered well by those few of us who knew her. She had multiple sclerosis, and she played the piano for the church every week for 25 years, even though her hands were twisted and problematic. Ruthie took the position that life was too short to sit around on her hands waiting for her to get better. She knew she wasn't going to get better, so she was going to live her life, by golly. And so she did. She played every Wednesday and some Sundays, occasionally Sundays, but she played every Wednesday for as long as I was in the church before she left, which was close to 25 years. Don't put your... Yes. Did you hear about the lady who told her friend that she set her password to incorrect? Because then when she forgets what her password is, she tries to log on and it'll say, your password is incorrect. I thought that was pretty clever. Zeke and Georgia drove by Crater Lake 6 times in their life, and they never stopped. But Zeke was in a hurry to get to Washington State where his family lived, and Georgia was a wife of the 40s who did everything her husband told her to do, apparently. I know that's not true, but that's how it felt when this trip was described. She would say, aren't we going to stop at Crater Lake? And he would just keep on driving. They did finally get there before both of them passed. But it was always a story in the family, because Zeke and Georgia are my parents, that they would not go to Crater Lake until it was the end of the line for them both. So I haven't been to Crater Lake, although it's near the top of my bucket list. Because I'm afraid that'll mean that it's about to happen, you know. It's not that kind of a deal, as we all know. The deal is go to Crater Lake when you want to and can put it together. But because life's too short to miss out on some of those splendid attractions that the earth provides us. Life is too short to not have gone to Yosemite or Yellowstone or Mount Rushmore, New Orleans, Crazy Horse in the Dakotas. There are any number of immeasurably beautiful places that we can see in this lifetime, but life's too short to see them all if we don't start early. And life is too short to miss them. I was watching the Hollywood Medium a couple nights ago. Tyler Henry. He looks like he's about 12. But he's not a bad medium. And he was doing a session with Omarosa. Whoever you remember, Omarosa, from the Apprentice, Celebrity Apprentice. The way she became a celebrity was by winning The Apprentice, and then she was on Celebrity Apprentice, or something like that. Anyway, Tyler Henry told her that her late fiancé, who had a heart attack and died, was well in spirit, and she was thrilled to hear that. And at the end of her session with him, Tyler said, "Love goes on forever. It doesn't just end when we die. And it's a beautiful thing. And we should, it's about love. We should express our love every chance we get, because you never know." So she bid him adieu and then went in and called her sister, or something to that effect. But that's what we all need to do. We need to remember to call our loved ones, our families, our friends, our siblings, our grandchildren. And when we do talk to them, we need to tell them we love them, if we do. And remain silent if we don't. But there's a lot to be said for saying I love you in a song. Only I don't remember that song, so. The song I had chosen for this event was One Republic called I Lived. And it's about when everything is said and done. A whole lot more is said than done, but I lived. I did it all. I went to the Iditarod. I went to the Kentucky Derby. I went to the Super Bowl. I went to New York City and went to plays on Broadway. I went to the Metropolitan Opera. I went to a world's premiere of a couple of operas. I've seen the Chargers win a football game. I remember when that was. The one I really remember, though, is the Holy Roller. I was there that day.
Really?
Yeah. That's the one where was it Daryl LaMonica the quarterback? No, it was Kenny Stabler. Kenny Stabler fumbled the ball forward and Dave Casper fell on it for a Raider touchdown to beat the Chargers. And it was a totally illegal play. But they changed the rules to make it totally illegal, in fact, the next year. So it was painful. But I've seen the Padres win a World Series game. Well, they only won one, but in two World Series. I've been to three All-Star games. The first one was in L.A. when I was a Dodger fan. Now I'm a recovering Dodger fan. Although on Thursday I let myself root for the Dodgers because the Padres weren't there, after all. For those of you who might have missed the score, it was 2-0. But I did leave all my notes and jokes behind at home. My printer wasn't working. And it's not a complaint, but I couldn't get the paper in it because I couldn't stand up long enough to do it. So I called for assistance. That's why they call it assisted living, because you can do that. And somebody comes within 5 or 10 minutes and fixes your problem, whatever it might be. It's very appropriate for people of my age and status. The jokes were all about the nursing home, so I'll see what I can dredge up from my memory. We don't call them nursing homes, though. Not even the rehab facilities get called nursing homes anymore. We call them rehab facilities and assisted living facilities. They're facilities nonetheless, and when I was a kid, facilities meant something else entirely. That was the bathroom. I wonder what that means. This is sort of a stream of consciousness talk. But I wanted to say that there is Bible discussion of life being too short. The Bible says, enjoy yourself. And in so many words, not maybe it's later than you think, but enjoy yourself. You're meant to be happy. God intended you to be happy. And God does everything that God can to make us happy and to help us be happy. But, you know, happiness is a choice. We put ourselves in situations that can make us happy, and then we can choose not to avail ourselves of that happiness should we decide to do so. Let me tell you, life is too short to run away from happiness, because it'll hunt you down. And you'll be sorry you missed out on that part that you were running from. I cannot read my own writing. I apologize for that. Oh. We talked about Chanel's friend dying in the plane crash on 15. Chanel told me that her name was Toni, and she was 37 years old, 38 years old. We can only hope that Toni was having a good time on the way home or on the way to where she was going, but they had stopped to sync their Bluetooths, apparently. Uh-huh. I would be inappropriate if I were to make a joke now, but I really want to. I will restrain myself. A friend of mine's dad was shot a couple weeks or more ago. He was shot 3 times, once in the cheek, once in the stomach, and once in the butt. He was shot in the butt because he was running as fast as he could away from the perpetrator, who was a fellow employee of his. And he ran and he was able to get away, and he lived, survived the 3 gunshot wounds. My friend said that the next time she talked to him, she was very aware that she hadn't told him she loved him before he was shot. Now, we hope that our parents don't have to be shot for us to notice that we didn't tell them we loved them. On the other hand, it would work better than me telling you to do it. I remember the last conversation I didn't have with my mother. My sister was visiting me here in San Diego. And the two of us were in my bedroom, lounging on my bed, and my sister was talking to our mother. And she didn't offer to hand me the phone, and I didn't ask to take it. So they hung up, and my sister updated me on everything that she had said, and I was satisfied that that was adequate. Until the next afternoon, when I got the word that she had dropped dead suddenly in her room at her assisted living facility. So the Bible says not to live with regrets. So I don't have any regrets over that, but I have some secret wishes, if you will, that I would have done it slightly differently. But I know my mom knew I loved her. And I know that she loved me. The difficulty is in the expressing of it. You know, they say the 3 hardest things to say are, I'm sorry, I love you, and help me. In no particular order. But if you can say I love you and mean it, that goes a long way toward performing that function that we call imaging God. Because imaging God is about being in love, loving people you meet and places you go and things you do, about loving. For the people who are listening to this online, it's dead air. I don't usually go short. I go long. I'm a wide receiver. But I've said what I came to say. And I would share with you a joke or two if I could remember them and if I had them with me. So I'll share with you the one that I do remember, and that is the senility prayer. God, grant me the wisdom to love the friends that I have that are good, the intelligence to stay away from the friends I don't love, and the eyesight to know the difference, or something to that effect. I'm not there yet, except I can't remember anything, so maybe I am there yet. But my message tonight is life's too short. It's too short for the things we don't like, and not long enough too short for the things we do like. Oh, that reminds me of my other point. I've had so many in the course of this talk that one would be nice to throw in there. You remember the Emmanuel Nine, the nine victims of the shooter in Southern Carolina. The relatives of the shooter confronted the shooter when he was arraigned, and to a person, they all told him they forgave him. Less than a week after their relatives were killed, they forgave him. I don't believe I could do that. But I believe that at some point in our life, we have to forgive ourselves and those who have wronged us in order to be able to move on happily into the next life. You all might have differing opinions on that subject, but that's how I believe it to be, that we can learn to forgive, and we don't have to carry that weight of the burden of unforgiving around with us. Forgiveness is freeing. It enables us to walk freely without that weight. And Jesus would ask it of us, as would God. So we should ask it of ourselves. We'd be a lot happier. I'm trying to dredge up. Life's too short. Life's too short to remove it, USB at any time, actually. Life's too short to remove a used USB. A thumb drive, I guess, would be better said. Bear with me, folks. This time next year, I'll give you another talk, and it'll be more entertaining and useful. But this one at least has the benefit of being heartfelt. And I know you all know what I'm saying, and I know you all know why I'm saying it. So look at your own lives, see where you're not communicating your feelings, and do it. You heard it here first. God bless you all.
Is she a love? She's just a plain bundle of love.